district for a commercial retail shop, proposing handcrafted furniture and gifts and antiques to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.306 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Route 48, also known as Zor Road, 150 feet west of Route 315, also known as Deep Branch Road, and being identified as tax map ID 2-34, parcel 14, or excuse me, map 14, parcels 20.03 and 20.04. Gentlemen, in this application, the applicant did provide a survey, which I've just passed down for your review, survey with a site plan. With his application, on August 24th of 2012, DelDOT had provided comments that the department has no contention with the applicant using an existing entrance from Route 48 for a 240-square-foot workshop and antique store, with the understanding that the site shall have access from the existing entrance. Site is to be operated on Fridays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The entrance shall require a 36-by-36 stop sign per DelDOT stop sign details concerning the placement of for commercial entrances. But if in the future the site proposes to change zoning, use, ownership, existing use, or adds a new use that increases the existing site annual daily traffic, the property owner shall submit information to DelDOT and the entrance be reevaluated by the department to determine if any improvements are warranted based on the proposed site and use changes. We also found on January 4, 2013, that the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division referenced that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district at this time, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening.
Hey.
I just want to say that...
First, we want you to say your name.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert Hermanson.
Great, thanks.
We just built this with the intention of it being a small two-day-a-week shop of mostly things that I make and antiques that I refurnish and repurpose, and a few retail items that are primarily handcrafted from people in the vicinity. It's not... you know, things that we're buying wholesale and selling retail, mostly handcrafted items. We have no intentions of ever having employees. I work part-time, so the rest of my time is spent doing these sort of things, and we're just looking for a venue to sell them at.
Okay.
It's just electric only in the building. It's 240 square feet, but that includes a 4-foot wide porch in the front of it, so it's the actual building is actually smaller than that. So that's about it.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what are the, I haven't been to your shop, so, but which of the buildings are you using as the, for your business? Because I know you've got different houses and dwellings there.
Well, it's where we live also, and I have a workshop on it, you know, about
This is property where you live?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a workshop that I've had for a number of years and 150 feet away from this building, probably.
So the only folks that would be working there would be you and your wife?
Yes.
Okay, so when you talk about the two employees, it's really family that's there.
Yeah, so primarily me.
So it's more of a home occupation type business.
In a sense, but you know, the discussion I had with Mr. Lank over that was because we were selling a few items other than our own, that this was the route to go with it. You know, if for some reason you gentlemen don't see it appropriate.
If he made all the crafts, he could get home occupation and sell what he makes on the premise. But since he's bringing in product from other crafters, let's say.
Right.
Same as the farm stores that do the same thing. That, buy their stuff from China and we sell it as American-made.
That's not the case at all.
Michael.
Although that's probably where the money is.
Well, we just want to make sure, too, this is going to be another Marble Works where you got tons of employees. I'm sure you retired having tons of employees.
That part of my life is completely gone. Thanks for bringing it up.
Hours of operation.
I'm sorry?
With conditional uses, the commission oftentimes places certain kinds of restrictions or on properties in terms of hours that they operate or signage and that sort of thing. So I'm hearing 2 days a week. Is that really the limit of what you want? And are those weekend hours or?
For right now, yes. I don't know what would involved if we ever wanted to expand those hours, but I work 30 hours a week at a job right now, so I don't work Fridays and Saturdays. That's why those hours are there. So,
okay, because
I intend to work for a while yet at a regular job. So,
because what I tend to suggest to folks, without trying to give you leading answers or leading questions, is ask for more, if you don't need more, so you don't have to come back. You know, for example, if you said, I'm only going to be open on Fridays and Saturdays, and then next thing you know, you're open Wednesdays and Thursdays, and along comes a violation, then you have to go through all this all over again.
Would this be an appropriate time to bring that up? I mean, is that?
Yep.
Well, can we leave room for expansion there? I mean, is that an option?
Ask for more, and if you use less, that's fine.
Okay.
So I like to have operations of Monday through Saturday, you know, 8 to 6 or whatever. Then
you're coaching.
I guess
I'm not leading. I'm just hypothesizing.
I guess to answer your question, someday when I fully retire, that may become an option. Yes, and thank you for bringing it up. I mean, if I can expand that application to include that at this time. Probably be a good idea.
So what I just heard him say is he'd like to have the hours of operation Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Is that what I heard?
Was it?
I don't really want to work that much if that's what you're asking me.
Well, it isn't a requirement that you have to be there. It's just that you can be there.
I understand.
Well, basically the hours, you don't intend to exceed the hours of 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. But you can reduce it any number you want. The other question would be, are you going to have any hours on Sunday?
Right. On Sundays, probably not.
Most people just say no activities on Sundays.
Okay. That works.
It wasn't. That was not priming.
No. Of course not.
So at this time, I would like to include that if I could.
And for conditional uses, we do permit signs up to 32 square feet on the side.
32 on each side?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that require a separate sign permit, or does that include it in a conditional use permit?
It does require a separate sign permit.
Is that from your office also?
Yes, it would be from our office.
Okay. All right.
And do you envision a lighted sign or unlighted sign?
If anything, it might be some solar lights on there or something. You know, I don't know. So or if it becomes an issue.
Unlighted sign.
If it becomes an issue, I'd say no, you know, unlit.
Yeah, I have no further leading questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we'll see if Mr. Burton does.
I just have one. You're asking for a conditional use of all of the areas, correct?
Of all my property?
Of all the buildings. Or is it just this one?
The site is the two parcels as together because they own two separate parcels.
If I may.
Specifically located.
But you have to introduce yourself first.
I'm Linda Robertson. And I think, Robert, your full question earlier.
Okay.
It's the little tiny
building.
That's what I thought. It's that one,
bold,
right?
It's bold printed, right?
Are you? Okay. Are you referring to all the buildings or all the property? Because there's two parcels of property there.
Your intent is to prepare the items in your shop and sell them in the little 240-square-foot store.
Exactly.
Well, so he has a workshop here. and then that's a garage, that's my garden shed, that's the house, and that's the real store.
So this is the only one?
That's the store on that site.
That's
but he's okay. Using his other shop to prepare the items.
Okay.
But his retail area is a little 240.
That's
right.
Okay.
Sorry.
All the questions I have.
All right, then.
All right.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hermanson, I guess a question for perhaps Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott. I believe this roadway section here is part of a evacuation route. I know it gets a lot of traffic from people.
I've never seen any signs on it.
No?
Mm-mm.
This section is not.
Aren't those routes identified by the blue?
Yes, signs? Yes.
So, I don't believe there's any signs on that.
So that's not, okay. Well, that was a question that I was going to ask was if DLDOT would want to look at your entrance here because it is on somewhat of
a
curve.
Haven't they done a?
They've evaluated it for this public hearing.
Oh, okay.
If you get the approval, right. Then you'd still have to go back to DLDOT and get basically an approval.
Oh, okay.
And the letter that we received on this one will probably just be, they would just say they don't have any further comments because it came as a no contention letter from the entrance permit supervisor. So they've already looked at the entrance.
Okay.
And the criteria that they referenced, I read into the record.
Okay. But that would still be a condition that we would put in.
Normally
if we were to condition an approval, that they'd look at it and then we get the no contention.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I have. Thank you.
It seems like a reasonable request. I'm a little confused as to what area we're being asked to provide a conditional use
could
for.
I come up and
the building, I understand, okay? But there's also parking spaces on this preliminary site plan you provided, and those parking spaces actually go over a property line. So the area of the conditional use is not.
It's both parcels.
It's both parcels. Thank you. That clears
and
up.
And it would say both parcels because there's two separate dwellings.
Perfect. Okay. And so we're just going to do the whole parcel areas, and then that's the entrance that crosses the property line, and you guys own both parcels.
Yes.
So I'm good. Thank you very much.
Guilty of multitasking. Yeah. Looking at something else. All right, then, Mr. Lank, any questions?
No questions.
Rabbit?
No questions.
Council?
None, thanks.
All right, then. Well, Mr. Hermanson, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
So anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1954, Robert A. Hermanson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1954? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.